Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I hope everyone's doing well. We are fully in the holiday season. It is actually, I'm just going to keep this part brief because I feel like in every single episode I talk about how time moves so fast and I hate it and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's literally every episode. So I won't go into it, but you know, that's what's happening. How is Christmas actually like so soon? I was just looking at my calendar for the rest of the year, and when I'm getting my train home to my family for the holidays for Christmas, once again, like I seriously feel like I was just there for Thanksgiving, which I was, and now my train back for Christmas is so soon. And I think, who was it that I was listening to that said that October, November, and December, they wish they weren't like all in a row because it doesn't feel like there's enough time to appreciate and enjoy each of their holidays when they're like back to back to back. We are switching so quickly, and then the rest of the year we're just like, there's nothing. I think it might have been Call Her Daddy, I think, yesterday. I thought I had a mouse yesterday, side note, and to calm my fears, I just like started listening to Call Her Daddy in my noise-canceling headphones to block out the noise of any mouse and or my fears, and I have come to the conclusion now that I don't actually think I have one. Knock on wood, though. I don't know that for a fact, but it's been like a day and nothing. Knock on wood again. I'm scared. But anyway, I agree with that sentiment. I agree that I wished that October, November, December, arguably the three best months of the year, I wish they were more spread out. I wish they weren't right next to each other. And I feel like we're just moving through everything so quickly. And with the way that life is just moving faster and faster, and time feels like it's going by faster than the speed of light as we get older and older, it's hard to even grasp that I'm in each month, let alone enjoy it fully and be present. And then by the time like I blink, it's over. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck was that? Anyway, hold on. Let me drink my coffee. It's 6 p.m., but I have a coffee. I don't really think I need to explain that at all if you know anything about me. So, as it is the holiday season, I wanted to make today's episode talking all about my memories of Christmas and just feeling nostalgic, because I feel like some of my most visceral memories in life and also some of my memories that bring me the most joy have to do with the holiday season, and specifically Christmas. The lead up to Christmas when I was younger, like in elementary school, what we would do in school that got us excited for Christmas, Christmas Eves, Christmas Days. I have so, I remember so many specific niche things from Christmas's past. And I wanted to get nostalgic for a second and just talk about all of them here today. I'm finally feeling festive. I put my apartment decorations up. I put my tree up literally like a few days ago. This is the latest I've ever put up my decorations, but I wasn't home for like the 2 weeks. So Thanksgiving, I was in Pennsylvania. And then the week after that, I was in London. So I just have like really gotten back and into it. And I won't even really have much time here to enjoy my decorations. I should have put them up before Thanksgiving, but I didn't have them. My bin with my decorations, I store at my parents' house. And since they, like, I don't live too far from them and they visit a lot, usually they'll just like bring them up with them when they come and visit. And I probably should have asked them to bring them up October maybe so that I could have had them, but I don't have anywhere to put them. Anyway, I finally have my decorations up in my apartment. I got new sheets that I'm going to put on my bed. I'm so excited. I finally just feel cozy and festive. I love decorations so much. They make me so happy. I think that it is a bit of a consolation that I decorated my childhood bedroom for the holidays when I was home over Thanksgiving for when I come home for Christmas and it's like already decorated and set up and festive. I think that that kind of makes it a little bit better for me mentally that I just put up my decorations in my apartment, because at least I decorated something already, you know what I mean? Like I've got my fix of decorations and now I have more and they're just making me so happy. I love having a Christmas tree in my apartment. Okay, that was a side note. Let's just start with the first thing I think of. I don't even have a list of memories or anything. Like, I just kind of want to start and then I'll bounce off of those ideas and we'll see what happens, I guess. This has the potential to be super chaotic, but that's just what it's going to be. Hopefully not too chaotic. It's literally, we're talking about Christmas. They can't really be that crazy. All right. So for some context, I went to a Catholic elementary school. So we went hard during the Christmas season. We had an Advent wreath in our classrooms every year. And there were four candles and we would like sing at the beginning of each week when we would light another candle. They were like, I think they were fake. We would just like turn the light on in them. They were definitely battery powered. Like there's no way. We just had open flames in our like second grade classroom all day. I just couldn't imagine that being a thing. I don't know. We would have a little like, not ceremony sounds cultish, but when we would light a new candle each week, we would sing together as we lit. We sang a lot, which I actually really appreciated, which it was like cute and fun. The song went something like, Advent is the time to wait, not quite time to celebrate, light the candles one by one. I don't know how the rest of the song goes, but it was to the tune of like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Why do I even remember that? This is what I mean. I remember so many extremely niche things from Christmas of my childhood, but that was one of them. That was fun. Our school, I will say, did so much to make the Christmas season so special. And I mean, it was a religious school, so we really leaned into like, you know, the religious holidays, but we would do that. We would do this thing before Christmas break where we would bring an extra shoe or a pair of shoes or something to school and we would set them outside of our classrooms and then we would go to some like assembly of some sort. I don't remember if it was an assembly or if it was like church that we would go to, and then we would come back and all of our shoes would have little treat bags in them from St. Nicholas. Ooh, another thing we did in elementary school is we had Christmas concerts. We had a spring concert and a winter concert, and the winter concert was always Christmas themed. So each grade would learn like two or three songs, and we would get up on like risers in the gym on the stage, and our families would come, and it was like a whole, like a literal concert. It was a school-wide thing. There weren't very many kids at our school. I think my class had like 25 kids max, but each class would learn some songs. And then there would be the show choir, which they got to like dress up and do like a kind of dancing and singing number. Fun fact, I was in the show choir when I was in the fifth grade. I don't remember. Was I in the show choir for the Christmas concert? I had to have been. I feel like I remember the spring concert more than I remember the Christmas one that year. The fact that I remember any of them is crazy. But yes, I was in the show choir, of course, my fifth grade year. I think you could only do it when you were in the fifth and sixth grade. Our school only went up to sixth grade. But yeah, so there were the class songs, the show choir, and then there was also the chime choir, which I was also in. And we would play like the big, some of them were big, some of them weren't, chimes, like one in each hand. They had like a little thingy that's attached to the stick looking thing that you like. I wish you could see me doing the motion right now. I don't know how to even explain this. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But it's like they're handheld things and we would have to kind of like push our hands forward and they would make a little sound. And so anyway, we would have songs for that, also for the concert. And that was just always so much fun. That was also something that we would have like right before Christmas break. So all of these things that we did were just getting us so excited for the season, and it was always so festive and just so exciting and fun. Oh my gosh, I keep thinking of things. At our school, we would have this like Christmas shop type of thing, like I don't even remember what we called it, like a Santa shop or something. There was this space kind of in the back of our cafeteria where things would get set up. So we would have this little shop and they would bring in a bunch of little trinkets and gifts and stuff, and then our parents would give us like 10 or 20 bucks or something to take to school, and we would go Christmas shopping at this little shop that our school put on for gifts for our friends and family. And this was one of my favorite days of the whole year. We would get called down by class, and the whole day, like, we couldn't even pay attention to anything being taught because we were so excited for it to be our turn. They would go over the, like, the intercom and say which grade was up next. And, oh, it was just so exciting and fun. And I would go and literally scope everything out. I would make several laps. I was trying to pick out the best gifts for everybody in my life, my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my brother. It was just so wholesome, like these cute little trinket gifts. Honestly, I think my parents still have some of the ones that I got them. And I remember specifically one year my brother got me this like compact mirror, and I think I still have that too. So it was just so fun and cute and special. And I've always loved giving gifts. I don't know if it started with this. It probably could have. Like, I feel like this little shop situation they set up really fueled my interest and my love for giving gifts. But also, my mom is such a good gift giver, and she loves to play Santa every year. She just has so much fun with it and loves picking out things for people. And she is so thoughtful with gift giving and also everything else. But I think that I get it largely also from her. These cute little Santa shops at school were major for me. We also always had a lunch that was specific to the holiday coming up. We would obviously have like the Thanksgiving. I don't even remember what the fuck. Like, were we fully eating turkey when we were in elementary school? I don't know. Like, at lunch? Probably. One of the kids in the grade below me's dad was a chef. I believe once a month he would come in and make like a literal gourmet. We thought that shit was Michelin star when I was in elementary school. So I feel like we probably had like ham or some shit for lunch for Christmas before we would go on our Christmas break. I can't confirm that though. I don't actually remember. But those were such good times. I think about that cute little Santa shop to this day. And you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. That Santa shop back then is like my modern equivalent to that is Anthropology. Because they have such good gifts in there. It literally feels like I'm walking into that little space in my cafeteria and it's just filled with gift possibilities. That's how I feel when I walk into an Anthropology at Christmas time. I think that's all I wanted to say for the school part. And now let's get into everything else. Just keep on going with these good vibes. Christmas Eve has always been, I honestly feel like, more exciting to me than Christmas Day. I said this in a past episode, I think I did. And it's because Christmas Eve, we would always basically spend the entire day at my grandparents' house, and we would have every family member in the surrounding area show up, and friends of my grandparents, extended family, my cousins would be there. So it was just an all-day affair, and my family is Italian, so we would do the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve, and I'm like, why can't we just have ham like everybody else? Actually, no, that was ham was a Christmas Day thing. What did people eat on Christmas Eve that didn't do the fish thing? I wouldn't know. But when I was younger, I hated the fucking Feast of the Seven Fishes. I wanted like pasta. I wanted pizza. I wanted something that wasn't fish. I wasn't like a big fish person when I was 8 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted chicken nuggets or something. I also learned from the Feast of the Seven Fishes meals that we had that I don't like anchovies at all. And I feel like they're furry and I don't, ew, like the texture is not it for me. Anyway, so Christmas Eve, we would be at my grandparents all day. It was literally the most exciting day of the year. We spent all of the holidays at my grandparents' house, and I miss that so much. So much. We don't do that anymore. And it's bittersweet to look back because there were so many amazing memories made and so much fun. And the fact that we don't do this anymore doesn't take that away, but it does make me wish I could go back and appreciate it more and be more present and tell my younger self to soak it in more, because one day it wouldn't be there. I don't think I thought we would ever stop doing that, because we literally went there for every holiday, every family member's birthday. It was always like a whole thing. My grandparents would cook, everybody would show up, and it was just so much fun. And my grandpa passed away a few years ago. He passed away in 2020. And since then, we haven't had the holiday gatherings at my grandparents' house. And now everybody kind of just does their own thing. They've got other family that they go and hang out with, and it just is not the same at all. Growing up is bittersweet. Things change. The holidays are bittersweet now. I still try to see as much joy in them as I possibly can because there is so much joy to see, but it's also sad that it's not the same anymore, which obviously, like, nothing lasts forever, and I miss it a lot. I really do. Some of my favorite memories happened on Christmas Eve at my grandparents' house. They had so many things that they did that just made it so fun for all of us. And my brother and I, we were usually the only kids there the entire time. So we would have this game sort of thing, and we did this every single year. Honestly, we still do this, except it's just held at a different family member's house now on Christmas Eve. But my grandma has been doing this since I was literally born. And it's this game sort of thing. It's not quite white elephant. Is it a white elephant? What is white elephant? Okay. What is white elephant? Isn't white elephant where everyone brings their own gift, or like, okay, so it's not quite white elephant, but it's a similar concept. Except my grandma went out and bought every single gift. She would buy like 20 things, random things, and wrap all of them and put numbers on them. And then when you showed up to the house, my brother and I would be in charge of taking down everybody's names, writing them on a little piece of paper, and then putting them into a bowl. And then after dinner, I think it was, or like we would honestly start during dinner because we would just get so excited. We would pull names out of the bowl, and then we would go in order of like the names pulled. We would distribute the gifts starting from one and up to however many there were. So everybody got like a random gift, and it was so much fun to just, first of all, just play the game. I don't know. My brother and I got so excited to like call the names out of the bowl. And then we would go find the gift, and we would walk it over to the person, and then everybody watched them as they opened the gift and their reactions. And it was all just so much fun. It was one of my absolute favorite traditions of all time for the Christmas season on Christmas Eve. And we still do that. I'm so grateful that we do. My grandma, like, a lot of things are not the same anymore since my grandpa isn't here anymore. But that is one thing that is, she refuses to not do it. It's like, we're like, you know, if it's too much, she's like, no, it's not too much. I want to do it. So shout out to her. She's a queen, period. What else from Christmas Eve? Oh, also on Christmas Eve, my grandparents used to keep, when my brother and I were younger, they would have this little like jug thing that they would throw their like spare change and like any just like extra cash or anything they had throughout the entire year. They would throw it into this jug. And at the end of the year on Christmas Eve, my brother and I got to take it and dump it all out, and we counted it together. This was one of my favorite sibling bonding activities with my brother when I was younger, to be honest. Like, even if we had fought, not really like fought, but if we were like annoyed with each other all day on Christmas Eve, we were best friends when it came time to sit in the other room and count this money jar. We loved it. I mean, for obvious reasons, we were kids. We were like, oh my God, we have $20. We're rich. This is amazing. We would go into my grandparents' room. We would dump out the like money jug on the ground. We would count it up together. We would split it in half. All the while, we watched a Christmas movie on TV. There was always something on like ABC Family. Now Freeform, but whatever. ABC Family back then when we were actually kids. And I feel like I remember the Santa Claus and the Polar Express most, being like the most frequent movies that we had on while we were counting the jar. The Santa Claus, to me, for some reason, sticks out the most. I think it's because the first time I ever saw the Santa Claus movie, the first one, I was at my grandparents' house in their room. I was watching it on their TV in their room on Christmas Eve. And I loved this freaking movie so much. I fell in love with it. I love this, to this day, one of my favorite Christmas movies. And it always brings me such nostalgic, warm, happy feelings of being at my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve. Another fan favorite, and by fan I mean me, Christmas movie to watch on Christmas Eve was the Polar Express. that was a tradition that we had for a little bit going. We would come home from my grandparents' house at like, I don't know, 8 p.m. maybe. And we would turn on a movie. And usually, for some reason, the movie that was on at 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve on ABC Family was The Polar Express. Like, consistently, that's what was on. So we watched it. And if it wasn't on, I feel like I remember us putting it on, like, DVD because it became a tradition. And it just added so much to my excitement for the fact that it was Christmas Eve. And especially when I believed in Santa. Ugh, that movie is just so nostalgic to me. And it makes me so happy. And it just, I got so excited. I was like, oh my God, that's literally going to happen tonight. Obviously not the train thing, but like, Santa's just going to come tonight, you know? Oh my God, I'm going to cry. More things that we would do when we got home from Christmas Eve include, but are not limited to, we would put out reindeer, not food necessarily, but a thing to attract the reindeer that we thought for some reason to our house. So we would put oats, like oatmeal. It weighs an entire container of oatmeal. And we would also put like glitter in it. And we would go out in the front yard and spread this oatmeal and glitter mixture. Oats, not like it wasn't cooked. Obviously, that'd be weird and gross. We would spread it in the front yard because for some reason, I don't know if somebody told us that or my mom told us that, it would attract the reindeer to our house and make sure that they stopped here as if there was going to be a time where they weren't going to stop there. But that's what we did. We would sprinkle oats on our front lawn and glitter. We also, of course, set out food for Santa. I feel like I remember also writing a letter to like leave with the food. It was usually cookies and milk, but there was this one time. No, there was this one time I was unhinged. I don't know why I did this, you guys, okay? This was crazy. I don't remember how old I was or why I thought that this was what I should do, but I fully made this concoction for Santa. I took applesauce and like M&Ms and I put the M&Ms in the applesauce. I feel like I added other shit too. Like I feel like I added other candy or something. And I put that out on the table for Santa. Bruh, if I was Santa, I would have been so offended. I don't know who I thought I was. I don't know why I thought I was Gordon Ramsay for a second and I couldn't have just put out like a damn cookie from our cookie jar. I thought I had to make some like culinary masterpiece. That's what I thought I was doing. And I left that out and oh my gosh. So once I found out that Santa wasn't real, and shout out to the kid in my elementary school who told me that Santa wasn't real and I was actually like in denial about it. And I fought with him about it because I was like, you're wrong. Like, you're straight up wrong. I was defending Santa with my whole chest. Before that happened, my mom, who I didn't know was my mom at the time because she altered her handwriting and made it super jagged and like shaky and whatever and not at all like hers to like write a note to us from Santa. So when we would leave the cookies usually on the table and then that one time, the freaking applesauce mixture, my mom would leave a letter for us to find in the morning from Santa saying that he'd like been at our house and like thanking us for putting out the snacks for him. And so we would come down and we would, I feel like we would run to the table and like read that little letter while my mom and dad were like setting up the house and like turning on the lights and turning on the TV. We always would put the TV on because we would go to one of those little like music channels and listen to Christmas carols while we opened presents in the morning. I'll get to the time at which we would open presents in a second, okay? That's a whole other fucking thing. But oh my God, there's so much. Like there's so much I could say right now. I'm getting so, I feel so nostalgic. I'm gonna cry a little bit, but it's okay. So we would always find this little letter. And the year that I put the friggin' applesauce out there, the letter was like, thank you so much for the applesauce. I loved it. Oh my God. Like I couldn't even fucking imagine my parents when they saw that I left that monstrosity on the table. And I can't even, like, they must have laughed like hell. Like I would have paid to be a fly on the wall, like my age now, looking back on that, seeing their reactions to that godforsaken applesauce that I left on the table. And then my mom having to lie through her teeth on this note saying, thank you for the applesauce. I loved it. Oh my God, that was so funny. Okay, so there was that. Another thing that we laugh about to this day, but also this was so real of us. So it's not even like no one is making fun. Like, this was so real. My brother and I, we would get home from my grandparents' house on Christmas Eve. We would go to bed as early as fucking possible. I have never in my life willingly gone to bed as early as I did every single year on Christmas Eve. Willingly. And it's not even like I would go up to my room and like go to sleep. I would just go up to my room and try to fall asleep and fail miserably until I inevitably just like stayed up. I got up at like 3-4 in the morning and then just like stayed up because I couldn't. I was too excited. When they say like a kid on Christmas to describe excitement, I took that personally. I was so excited to wake up on Christmas morning and see what Santa had brought and just have the excitement and the festivity of Christmas Day. And we would go back to my grandparents on Christmas Day and have ham that time. And I'm like, thank God, I love ham. I was really excited for that. And just like the whole day I was so hyped for that I couldn't fall asleep. I was too excited. I couldn't fall asleep. My adrenaline was through the roof. And I would just kind of lay there and toss and turn. And I remember, I don't know if this was only 1 year or this happened multiple times. So I'll have to ask my parents. But I had this like stereo CD player in my room that I think we like thrifted or something. Where the fuck did I get that? Or did somebody give it to me? Like a family member? I don't even know. But I had this thing, this like CD player stereo situation. It had fucking speakers and everything. Bro, tell me why I was playing Christmas music like on the radio at like midnight singing to it in my room loudly as if nobody else was in the house because I couldn't fall asleep. And I was bored. I would fully do that. I would sing out loud all night to the Christmas stations on the radio. Or did I have, I might have also had like a Disney Channel Christmas CD. I feel like that was a thing. And like different Disney Channel people recorded Christmas songs. I feel like I had one of those CDs, if that exists. I definitely had it. And maybe I was playing that too. I don't know, but I was going in. I was having like concerts as if nobody else is in the house in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve because I was too excited to go to sleep. That was fun. Oh, God, I really would pay money to be that excited about anything ever again, to be honest. Before we went to bed, we would decide when we were waking up. And we still do this. I swear to God, I think last year we woke up at like 7 or 8 in the morning. No, not 8. That's too late. Probably 7. It's always earlier than usual. But when we were kids, we would fully wake up and like set the time to wake up at 4 in the morning. And we would be dead serious. Like my brother and I'd be like, okay, so we'll see you guys at 4 in the morning. We didn't think anything of it. We didn't know that that was ungodly early. We were so excited. We were like, well, that seems reasonable. And my mom was always like, yep, perfect. And then my dad in the morning, he'd be like, are you guys joking? Like what? He was not having it. He's like, why wake him at 4 in the morning for this? But we did anyway. We got everyone out of bed at like, I feel like the earliest we woke up was like 4:30. Like the earliest set time. And we would do, I feel like 5 was also a really popular time. I don't remember as a kid ever waking up past 5 a.m. to go down on Christmas morning and open presents. Like 5 was like the latest, I think. If I remember correctly. I mean, I was up by like 3 anyway. If I had slept at all. I probably slept like a total of 2 or 3 hours consistently on Christmas Eve. Every year. And I was up anyway. I was just like literally staring at the clock. Waiting for time to turn down. And I didn't have a phone. Like there was nothing that I couldn't just get on social media. Or like scroll on freaking TikTok. When I was waiting at 3 in the morning for everybody else to get up in 2 hours to go open presents. And I wouldn't dare set a foot downstairs. That's another thing. Never. What I would never dare. I knew that Santa had come and I was not ruining that for myself. I was not spoiling it. I waited until, well, okay, let me just continue with all this. As the years have progressed, we still do this. My mom will go down before us. She'll turn on the lights and stuff. She'll turn on the music channel on the TV for us to listen to. She'll get everything ready and then my brother and I will wait at the top of the stairs. We do this to this day. I'm 24 and it's still magical and fun. And if you think that's silly when we're adults, fuck off and have some fun for once and stop being boring. My mom will do those things and then she'll call up to us and tell us it's time to come down. And only then would we set a toe on the stairs and go downstairs. But we would get down there, and it's been magical every single time since I was a kid, going downstairs for Christmas, having the Christmas tree on, the music, seeing our presents from Santa. We've literally had the same couches set up, basically, like which one's mine, which one's my brother's, my entire life. We've gotten new couches, but like the setup has remained the same. We've had the same stockings for what feels like my entire life. And we always would start with the stockings. We still do. We open our stockings first and we have our candy. And my mom always put an orange in there every single year since I was literally born. And she still does. Then we would move on to the presents. We would all just sit there as a family. And it was always one of my favorite moments of the entire year. And it honestly still is. I don't care that I'm 24. I posted my like Christmas wish list little video like on TikTok just of some things that I asked for, and I fully put like hand soap on the list. Like I buy myself whatever I need when I need it. Like I don't really ask for things from others when I know that I can just get them myself and not have to like inconvenience anybody else. But for Christmas, my mom likes to play Santa to this day, and why would I deny her that joy? Anyway, somebody was like, isn't it a little weird that you're 24 and you like buy yourself whatever you need, but you made a Christmas list? I'm like, no. In the video, I literally said my mom requested this damn list. It took me forever to put together a list. And I asked, most of the things on the list were under $15. And I put fucking hand soap on my list. I put like hand lotion travel size on my list. Like, be so for real. It's not that. Just have some fun for once. Oh my God. Anyway, Christmas is still special to me to this day. And I have my parents, and specifically, honestly, my mom, like, to thank for that, because she always did the most and went out of her way to plan things and to just make it special for all of us. And because of that, this is my favorite holiday. I have such sweet, amazing memories from Christmases past. And to this day, even though I'm older and I don't believe in Santa anymore and a lot has changed, and sometimes it feels like I can't even grasp that it is the Christmas season before it's come and gone, it's still my favorite time of the year. And it's filled with so much joy, current joy, but also joy over my memories, my nostalgic past Christmases. Every year when this time comes around, I remember all of the joy, the innocent, pure joy that I felt when I was younger surrounding this holiday, and it just makes me happy. Also, I really miss when we would have white Christmases. We haven't had a white Christmas, it feels like, in like 10 years. It's been forever. But when I was younger, we had white Christmases almost every year, if not every year. We would make snowmen, we would have like days off of school. Oh God, that's a whole other thing. Just like how excited we were watching the TV, the news in the morning, seeing all the schools that were closed that day. And when we saw ours, it was just like the greatest thing ever. And we knew we were about to have a snow day and we were going to go outside. And we always used to get so much snow. And I know like climate change and all of that. So it's been like way warmer in the last few years than it was when I was younger, like 20 years ago. But God, that was so much fun. One time when I was maybe, oh God, I might have been like 3 or 4, if even that, we had so much snow that we were snowed in on Christmas. And oh my God, I would give anything to be snowed in on Christmas these days. I would freaking give anything. I wasn't old enough to even understand what's happening or appreciate it. And I don't even remember that even necessarily from my own firsthand memory. My mom told me about it. I'm from Pennsylvania, so it's cold and we would always get snow. And now we rarely get snow. I feel like most of the time it freaking rains on Christmas, which makes me so freaking sad. And I just want a white Christmas again so bad. I didn't even know how much I needed to cherish that at the time. And now it's come and gone. And it's been like 10 years. Like, can we? It's just sad, man. I love snow. I know some people hate snow, but I fuck with snow. It's just so cozy to me. I don't know. Like drinking a hot coffee or a hot chocolate and watching a Christmas movie while it snows outside, and then the snow actually sticks on the ground and you can see it and it's pretty, and like wearing like comfy clothes and pajamas all day and fuzzy socks and then eating soup for lunch. I know that's really niche, but that's exactly what we would do every snow day. It would be hot chocolate, not coffee, when I was younger. But I just have nostalgia over that too, like over snow, because I haven't seen it so long. I suppose I could move to somewhere that does regularly get snow and I could, you know, feel that again. Maybe I will someday. In conclusion, I love Christmas. It is my favorite holiday. It always has been, and I suspect it always will be. I am so excited someday, hopefully, I'm manifesting this, so it's gonna happen, to have my own family, like a happy, cute, loving family, and a kid that I can play Santa for. That just sounds like the most fun in the whole world, getting to make Christmas special to my own kid. Like, ugh, is that how my parents felt? Like, it must have been so exciting just knowing that they were making it so special for us, and now seeing the result of that as we're young adults and it's still so special to us. Like, that's all because of what they did, and I really want to do that for my kids, because some of my favorite memories of my whole life have been surrounding Christmas, and it's so special to me, and I'm so excited for that to happen someday. I really want that really bad, and I'm gonna get it. I'm manifesting. I hope everybody, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, are just having a good end of 2023, a good winter season, holiday, festive, fun, joyful time. And that's all I've got to say, I think. I hope that this episode made you feel nostalgic. I hope that my little story times maybe made you think of some of your own, if you have them, or just, I don't know. I wanted to share these because they make me smile and they're special to me. That's all for me today. Thank you for listening to another episode of Digital Diary Podcast. I gotta come up with like another festive episode to do next week or something, because we're really getting into it next week. It'll be 1 week until Christmas, less than 1 week. I'll have to workshop that. Anyway, thanks for listening. I love you so much. I will be back next week with a brand new episode, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.